What's up? Okay, shit talkers, we back in the building. Coco is in the building.
I am in the building.
I was like, listen, this show always got some mishaps of some type or another. But I was telling them, like I told you, I was telling people, I said, well, you know how you church folk are. Y'all go to church. And staying in all day. I thought she was at church.
I don't do that no more. Stay all day.
Oh, okay. You know, now back in the day, now when I was in church, we would go. We go to church. Church started at 11 o'clock, and we'd get home about 10 p.m. Sunday night.
Yes, back in the day, but now I go early, and I get home early. That's when I'm able to make it. But you know, I just flew in from Atlanta today, so. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's what you're telling. So I understand. You know, I know you are a very busy woman. That's why I really appreciate you taking time to do this with me.
Oh, no problem. You're my boo.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. So, girl, okay. The one question I am constantly asked is, how did you and Coco get so cool? Because, like, people see you commenting on my stuff and then see us laughing. How did you get so cool? Okay. Coco and I share love. Go ahead. Go ahead, what you going to say?
I mean, I guess Facebook.
Yeah, but I think that started in the end, but Twitter is when we really got cool because Coco and I share love of reality TV. That's my love. That's my gut
feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to be different to this. So, first off. So what happened was we would be talking, and then I'm not gonna call no names. There was an award show, and they were honoring Patti LaBelle, and she had two other singers. Well, one of them is a singer, and whatever. She had two other people up there singing, and so the fans was like, you know, well, some shit she tweeted, well, I think Patti LaBelle should have had. Coco and Kiki Wyatt instead. And all Coco did was retweet it. Like anybody else would do with your fans, you show them your appreciation. Like, hey, you know, hey, okay, I retweeted. You should have had her. What's the truth about us? They should have. But me being a fan, I already knew Coco couldn't make it because SWB at that time was in Jamaica. So that's what I was telling you. I said, but they're not that good. SWB is in Jamaica, so she couldn't make it. So they picked these two. And if Patti, and I love Patti LaBelle, everybody knows I do. But the truth of the matter is, if they had you and Kiki Wyatt, that Patti LaBelle had to work her ass off. Because you two are real singers. And she had one girl said, who can and I think can't sing. So anyway, one of the performers, fan club, got really offended. And they start coming to Coco. Well, me, anybody that I love, I can see. I came to Coco to this. So they was like, well, this chick, blah, blah, blah. And so somebody tweeted, like, well, I don't know why y'all so mad because she has range. Talking about the other shit. So I came in and I said, the only range that bitch has is the one that plugs into her kitchen. And after that, she said, they made Coco be cool as a fan.
Oh, Lord. We've been kicking it ever since.
Since that day. But, yeah, so start at the show. Usually I do something called lifting minutes. So, as I said, we both have love for reality TV. I'm going to ask you what you think about, let's see, Kenya not returning to Real Housewives of Atlanta. And Phasia coming back. Well, that's a rumor.
Kenya's not coming back?
That's a rumor. Oh, my God, you sound upset. That's the rumor. That's the rumor.
I thought she was good TV. You know, she kept the mess going. And I would like to see her, you know, she's married now. I want to see the baby. I want to get on her business like she's getting everybody else. I'm just curious. So I wanted to see what she had going on.
Okay, but you said that. So you believe she's pregnant. See, that's a you and I difference.
Well, I saw a picture of her with a belly. She looked pregnant.
Girl, she looked like she ate a burrito bowl from Chipotle. She looked like a freak.
I know. She looked like she's pregnant to me. Okay, I'm going to go on that
claw machine. Well, you're a woman. You're a woman with two children, so you should know. But some
she's
people do.
Pregnant. She's skinny, so I think she's carrying small.
Okay.
But she better have that baby.
Well, she better have. Well, if she is
and
pregnant,
I say she lost it.
Right, that's the answer. If that happens, then I would just suck that. But if she has
right.
a baby, then I feel they should keep her because this is like, that was all a part of her storyline trying to get pregnant. So now she's pregnant. Don't kick off.
But it's up to her. I guess she wasn't sharing enough of her story, I guess. But I would like to see more of her story, her with a baby and her husband. Come on, Kenya.
Yeah, well, come on, Mother Cohen. I'm thinking.
Right.
It's up to the power of their teeth. Okay, now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay, now, they say Phaedra may come back.
I like Phaedra. I don't like what she did, I would like for them to give her a chance to redeem herself. That would be nice.
Yeah. Okay. So we both on the same team on that. And I see Candy and Fortune finally made up. They cool again.
Okay.
So this season will be different. It'll be different.
I can't wait to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm with the Nene and Greg the best. Right? You know, he's been sick.
Oh, yeah, right. She's coming back, right?
Yeah, she's coming back.
Okay, good.
She will be there. And then they were saying, like I said, it's a rumor that King ain't coming back, so then they've been filming with, the rumor is they're filming with Ronnie DeVoe's wife.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Well, I'll get to that in a minute. Okay, so then we're going to go to Love and Hip Hop. Atlanta and Hollywood. You been watching Atlanta? Hollywood starts tomorrow.
Hollywood ain't on.
Now, Hollywood starts tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to watch. I have a friend on there, so I watch to see how much he's acting up. Tell him if he wants to
Please do not say, no. You said you got a friend on there. Please tell me it's not Zell. Please tell me it's not your friend.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's just the room.
I was team Ray when him and Zell was going at it. Yeah, I was team Ray. I was team Ray on that. Because you said Zell.
He's
really
good people in real life. You know, he's
right.
Ray is real cool in real life. So yeah.
Yeah, I may have. He's too. Yeah, he is too. If you had said Zell, I was gonna say when we done with this, we gonna have a conversation on the phone. Okay, good. But Hollywood, yeah, and then look, I don't know. Have you seen the previews of Hollywood?
Yeah, I've seen some of them. So I'm not sure yet. I got to, you know, really get into it because I can't go by the previews. They trick you by the previews.
They do. Well, yeah, because now they're saying which I always believed that sex tape with Kira Marie was like she put it out there perfectly. I've always believed that.
That was fake to me.
I don't know. Here's what I don't understand. What I don't understand is why she would need to do that. I remember when she first came, her debut album was really, in my opinion, was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I used to bump it every day. I still bump a couple of them tracks now. I'm like, why do you have to go to do that?
Her and Rihanna came up at the same time, and I just think, you know, Rihanna took off, and Kiara. She didn't. So I don't think they really knew what to do with her after that, because Rihanna, she just shot off.
Yes,
and
blew.
Kiara was still trying to find her way, so... If they had
that's
to
true.
Make a choice because they were on the same label, they chose Rihanna.
Yep.
That's just how the industry goes, though.
And well, why is that? When you have, I'm not knocking Rihanna, but I like some of her stuff too. But Tia is a real vocalist, and they tell people, well, because I know a chick who can sing. She is like, you know, she's really really pretty and can sing, and she has a sexy image. And when she had this showcase, the man from the label said, well, we don't know how to market her because she can really sing. I thought that was the dumbest shit ever. What do you mean? It's the
music. I don't always
industry.
Think that it's like you can really sing. It's song choices as well. If you think about it, Rihanna's songs, they are very radio friendly. And just you can sing them. You can be like, I don't like them songs. You still know them word for word. You know her songs. Honestly, I don't know Pierre Marie's songs. I know she had a song about something about her dad or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
daddy,
I don't
sure,
really
yeah.
know her music like that. But I know Rihanna's, you know, it's about song choice. That's how I see it. You can sing, you got the greatest voice in the world, but if your song is ugly, you can forget about it. You know, it has to be radio
okay.
friendly, that beat. That's just how it is.
Okay. Now, okay, so this is why I got you here on reality TV. Would you return to reality TV? Because I love y'all. I love y'all show. Y'all show is a banger.
We are actually returning to reality TV on BET. We have a show coming out. And titled, what is the title of it? Ladies Night. It's SWV and Salt and Pepper. And
okay.
it would just show us, you know, working on our shows, you know, going on tours, you know, our personal lives, things that we're going through. Because y'all, you know, y'all know I'm going through a divorce right now. So everybody would get to see
right.
some of the stuff that I'm dealing with. So it's
I was
really
say,
interesting.
I was going to say, you're going to show everything?
Well, you ain't going to see him, but you going to know what I was going through. Ain't getting no shine.
Okay.
Not on my dime.
Okay.
I don't even know his name no more.
And with them saying, okay. So you guys are Salt Pepper. Okay, that's a good team. Good matchup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Yeah. I'm excited about it.
And I didn't know, I'm going to show how, because I told you and I told Lily, I think you guys set the latest trend for as far as groups getting back together. But the only difference is you, Lily, and Ty came back together and have stuck together and are still doing it and doing things. With these other groups, they come back together for a hot second and then they break back.
Right.
And it's crazy.
I think for SWV, we ain't trying to be better than each other. We know that SWV is what it is. So, I mean, and we have fun doing what we're doing now. We're older, we're wiser, and we make a good coin. So, we're cool. You know, we do our outside businesses and things of that nature, but we know that SWV is first, and then everything else falls in line afterwards. So.
Well, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna skip ahead a little bit before I get to you. So, are you guys making a new album? And well, I could say after you answer this.
No, not right now. Like I'm thinking about. I think we should make maybe a single or an EP, but I'm not interested in doing a whole album. Music doesn't sell like it used to. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Me, the others may want to, but as for me, nah.
Well, the EP, a lot of artists are going the EP route nowadays, you know, with the seven songs.
Yeah.
Like Nas.
It don't matter what we do. When we do our concerts, all they want to hear is we anyway, so that's it.
Now,
not
okay.
right now. Maybe sometime.
Now, speaking of selling music, my former co-host, she had wanted to ask you, how you all pay for downloads, and which streaming service works best with artists?
Oh, I don't know nothing about that. I just get my royalty checks every month, and I'm good.
Right.
As long as that check comes, I'm good.
Right,
you know,
all the shit comes in,
that's about. Yeah, I ain't looking to see who's streaming me the best. Just stream me and give me my money. That's it.
Now, the song that I played in the beginning, I chose that verse because, first of all, that's my favorite. That's my absolute favorite verse. one of my favorite songs of anything. I was going to play anything. Then I finally found this version. Now, what made y'all, when y'all remixed it, did you write the new lyrics or the producer?
No, we didn't write the new lyrics. I don't remember who wrote. You asked me something that happened 20-something years ago. I don't remember who wrote that. It could have been Joe Thomas, because we used to work with the singer Joe a lot back in those days. He was like a vocal coach to me. He coached me on anything.
Oh, okay.
And I don't remember who did that song. Honestly, that I'm so into you remix. I'm so sorry to whoever did it, but I don't remember.
You did. A lot of people don't even know about that version. You have to be an SWB fan even remember that version.
Yeah, I'm older, so I don't know.
Girl, that 26 years ago in the business. That's how I'm gonna say where it all began. So, with 26 years ago to now, how has it changed for you, per se, as an artist?
Well, we're more considered legends, old school, you know. So a lot of times when we go out, we get a lot of respect, but still we have to prove ourselves. I did a song recently. Well, SWV did a song recently with someone, and I felt like they really didn't know what we could do vocally. So, you know, I feel like this is how I look at it. Talk about me, you talk about SWV. So, you know, when I step in the booth, I'm representing my whole group, and I just felt like I had to represent. And when I came out, it was like, oh, that's how we're doing it. Yeah. I can sing with the kids today. Don't sleep. You know, my group is pretty dope. Yeah. You know, a lot of people get stuck on the stuff we did back in the 90s, but, you know, you don't really get to hear what we can do now. And, you know, it's dope. It's pretty good.
They need to see y'all. That's true. They need to see y'all because y'all album, I missed that album still bumps.
Mm-hmm.
I bump it. That's,
yeah,
that's
that was a good album.
That was real good. And what I liked is, you know, they didn't put all the pressure on you. Everybody did, you know, contribute.
Oh, no, I wasn't doing that again. Nah.
Is it because? Right. Now, is that because of because everybody wanted to chant, or because you didn't want to be shown in that light? Because I did not like. Well, I told you this yourself. I didn't like the unsung. I liked the unsung, but I didn't like the unsung because of how it was trying to paint you as if you were Diana Ross and Lydia Tyler with Florence and Mary.
That's what the A&R wanted. He wanted me to sing, and that's what I did. But, you know, I'm older now. I don't feel like singing like that all the time. It's a group of three women that have voices. And so everybody's going to sing. That's just what it is. Now, if you need me to take it home, I'll take it home. But, you know, it's enough room for all of us to get in there and do what we do. And we know when we want to take it home, Coco will take it there. And that's it.
Right. Yeah, you're going to drive. You're going to drive. Huh? So now we say you're considered legend, and you guys are legends because it's been 26 years. But the way you all got in, see, now it's in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's easier now to get in because when you all came in, you all had to have a demo, y'all had to audition or whatever. Now,
yeah, you had to have a demo. Yeah, you had to sing live. You know, we didn't have social media to put the music up there so people, you know, could hear us, but we have already made fans. We had to do this, and people have to get to know us from the beginning. And they wanted to know that you could really sing without, we didn't have auto-tune and all that stuff. Now they do.
Yeah. Right. And they were auto-tune you to death. a few thousand likes, and somebody is knocking on your door. Hey, and but are you listening to them vocally? Right, a lot of people don't have kids.
I think nobody cares.
Yeah, that's it. People don't care about pitch anymore. I'm like, when did this happen? When did we go there? What happened?
Once social media started coming around and people were able to put their music online, it just changed. You have a lot of online stars and SoundCloud.
Yeah.
You know how many like great singers they have on there, and some they have some garbage up there too. But you could discover a lot of people on SoundCloud alone.
Yeah, I'm pretty
different.
Now, there is a talented people out here on social media. Don't get me wrong. It is a talented people. But back in the day, back in the 90s, they wouldn't have made it. Now, speaking of voices, I don't know if I read this or whatever. Did you say at one time you weren't particularly fond of your own voice? Like, way back then, did you say that?
Well, not that I wasn't fond of it. I would say I didn't understand. I didn't hear what everybody else was hearing. As far as my tone and everything else, so I didn't understand what the big deal was. But as I grew older, I got to see, you know, my voice was very distinct, and I understand what people were saying, that you can know my voice out of any voice. You know, when you were here, you would automatically know, oh, that's Coco.
Yeah.
So I get it now, but back then I didn't.
I thought I had read that in bad magazine. I was like, is she for real? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Because when, now, but right here first came out, I was in college, and my best friend was my roommate. And every time that song came on the radio, we would bump it. I was like, who is this? You know, who is this? We kept trying to find out who it was. So then in the summertime, then they was bumping you out heavy. Chicago bumped SWV heavy. And then that's when I finally found out who it was, who you were, and everything. WGBX, fuck y'all. It's going to be all crazy. And then they started playing Week before Week was released. They started playing it that summer. And I was like, you know, that's when y'all became my favorite. And then we finally saw y'all on video, so. Yeah, you were the, but I didn't know, y'all name, so we just call y'all, you were the chick with the nails.
Right.
Chick with the nails, and she's the coldest. But that's what I said, when I read that, like, you didn't like your voice, well, you didn't hear everybody else, and I'm like, wow, really? But then again, that could be a good thing, because if you heard what everybody else heard, then you might have a big head, attitude, that some of these people shouldn't have. Because there's something that I had to say everything. I'm like, but you're everything wrong. I try to calm it down. Excuse me, Tim, I go too hard on singers sometimes. I try to calm it down.
That's it.
But see, you understand me. You get me right. Some people are like, you try too hard on singers. I'm like, well, I just feel like that if your W-2 says singer, then goddamn you should be able to sing.
Right.
That's what I think. So now with SWV, you said you under EP, so that's cool. Now, in the middle of all of that, you all had a split after the album from, what was the name of the album? What had to draw a blanket? The album was Rain on it. Release Intention. Yes, Release Intention. My least favorite interview album. That's when y'all, after that, y'all broke up. But the reason why it was my least favorite, because I love y'all. I just felt y'all had too many features.
Too many guests.
And it wasn't enough for y'all. And what was funny was I had said that when I listened to the album, I told my sister, Twyla, she like, you ain't filming? I was like, no. I said, well, Coco half-ass singing. I said, no, I just, she ain't even filming. And then when I read it by magazine, you said, I have sung the songs, but I didn't like it. I said, I knew it. I knew it. y'all broke up, and you went with Rodney Jerkins. Now, was there a reason why you didn't continue to work with Brian Alexander Morgan? Because I feel like certain artists have musical marriage. Like, I think y'all and Brian were perfect.
But I'm speaking to Brian by that time. Brian and I were no longer speaking, so I wanted to try something different, and I've always wanted to work with Rodney, and he was very fair with me. He allowed me to write and things of that nature. So, I reached out.
Yeah.
He was down. We worked well together, and that's why I worked with Rodney. And I didn't work with Brian. Brian and I have just started speaking again, right before SWB did the WeTV reality show. Brian and I started speaking again.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Because now the album, the Hot Cocoa, it's a hot album. I like it. I feel Buck. I really like, but they didn't play it too much. The version of It's This World We're Mine with you and Tyrese. I really like that version. But
yeah, that was cool. That was I like how me and Tyrese recorded it, so we were actually in the booth together, so it was pretty cool.
Oh, okay. Good. Kyle, that sounds like you'll do it with him. I also like the song you did, it ain't on your album up here, so with Tevin Campbell. I can't think of the name of the damn song.
Yeah. We did the same thing. We were in the booth together.
Okay. Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah.
So then you went from Hot Cocoa, and then you did. Now, how did it feel being just you without Lily and Todd with you at first?
I got to sing stuff that I wanted to sing. You know, it was different for me because I'm used to having, you know, girls by my side. So it felt weird at first, but you know, it's cool. You know, I miss them, but it's like I like being by myself too.
Right. So then I saw you on the Motown special, and then there's I'm like, are they trying to recreate SWB just for this moment? But I won't call the group. You sang with somebody else. Yeah, they put the week, and I'm like, well, did y'all just do this 10 minutes before they said?
They was just I don't know what they were trying to do, but we were on the same show that day, so
yeah.
I don't know. They tried to put it together, but.
It didn't work.
it did not.
I'm like, So then you went to, after that you did Hot Cocoa. It was great. It was like, Cocoa come out with another one, but you came out with Grateful. So you totally switched it up on I busted it out. Like I said, your voice, I'm agree with you when you said that. It's your voice and your song choices. That's why I think you're able to make classic music, classic sounds. Because anything. It's 2018, and I can still put on any song of It's About Time and Rocket. I can still put on anything from. The second album. I think it's a tell y'all about the album, but Use Your Heart album. Put anything on it from there. Still, you know, but your own stuff, Winter in Me and Grateful, I put on anything else and still ride out. So now, what made you go from transition from R&B to gospel?
I've always wanted to do a gospel record. You know, that's my foundation. So once I got the opportunity to do it, I went for it. And I had a friend who had just gotten a new position at a label, and he wanted me to come over there. So I went over there. We created that great record, and, you know, it was Grammy nominated.
Yeah.
I had fun with that record.
It should have won.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The album, yeah.
Yes,
the
it album, should have.
It still rocks.
Mm-hmm.
has SWB been nominated for Grammy? And just didn't win, or? Kind of
we've been nominated twice.
Okay, kind of you
yeah,
all
we've been nominated twice for Grammy.
Yeah, because some of the groups back then that were winning awards, I'm like,
It's all politics.
Yeah, like it wasn't y'all.
It's all politics.
So they're finally in 2017, Soul Train Award gave you our Lady of Soul Award, which is well deserved. Well deserved. Very well deserved.
That was a great experience.
Yeah, it was about that. Yeah, using your favorite city, Vegas, like this man, too.
I love Vegas. I want to move there.
Now, that's a. I'm all for that. We'll be closer.
I'm thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. And the cost of living is nice there, not like here.
Mhm. It's beautiful out there. The living.
Yeah. It is. I like Vegas. I said if I could do what I really want to do and live there, then I would move. You know, it's more opportunities for me here. So.
Mhm.
I'm planning here. But yeah, like I said, if you move to Vegas, then yeah, that you can give me more of an excuse. Cause I go to Vegas, you know, because it's cheap to go there. So I'll go because I love that city.
Right.
But give me even better excuse. Okay. Well, go have a function. Yeah, true. I'm there. Go. So that oh my God. Okay, we gospel. That's really good. So we went to gospel. You made two gospel albums, and then you came back to R&B. So then, what made you come back to R&B? You just want to come back with you and me with SWV. Y'all can't. And you decided to come back, or you decided to put it. Okay.
Yeah, we came back with just some new music, and we haven't stopped since.
No, y'all have not. So y'all set the tone. Everybody else is trying to come along, and it just didn't work. So what is so with that is not working? What's the formula you all have? I know you said you're older and you're wiser, but is there a formula that you all have now?
I mean, I don't think it's a formula. You know, people want to hear you. You get booked. You know. And so that's how we stay working. And you put on a good show. That's really what it's about. When you get out there, you got to put on a good show, make people want to keep seeing you and supporting you and things like that. And that's what we do. We try to give them what they want.
Right. Now, y'all showed a lot. But, I mean, but the group is like, they can't stay together. I'm like, can't y'all have a come to Jesus meeting and sit down and work it out? Like, that's what y'all did. Y'all aired out y'all stuff.
I mean, I can't speak for nobody else. You know what I'm saying? If they want to get it, they can. You know, some people are still stuck back in the 90s. It's not about that for me. You know, I make my money. I go home.
Right.
And that's it. You know, we hang out. Well, see, when we hang out, we have a good time together. You've been with us. So you see that we act a fool and we have a good time. So, I mean, I don't think everybody's situation maybe is like ours. I mean, it took us years to get to where we are now, where we can laugh and act a fool and just hang out. And that's what we do. It's all about fun. And if it ain't no fun, it's just going to be the worst. And I like to laugh and just act up. So we just have a good time on stage and off.
Right. Now, y'all live shows are really, really good. That's what people I guess nowadays people like the theatrics, and that's all well. You know, what Beyonce does is what she does, but everybody can't do that. And I don't.
Right.
And now, if I go to her show, I'm not expected yet. But if I come to other shows where I just want some good things, let me rephrase that, because I don't want nobody calling me and emailing me telling them what I'm saying. I'm not, because I love Beyonce. But what I mean, my favorite type of concert is people who sing and can just flat foot sing. You know, you walk around, y'all moving, you dancing. But that's what I like. And I'm old fashioned like that. Yeah, I don't need the tricks and the swinging from the trapeze and all that while you're singing. I don't need all that.
Right.
Give me a good vocal, what I'm paying for. Yeah, y'all sound good.
Thank you.
Sick of y'all getting it and gotten it and TV. Can we get, let me ask them, the same producers who did New Edition, can we get an SWV movie?
Oh, I don't know. I honestly don't know if that's going to happen. You know, we talked about it, but we'll see.
Sure.
We shall see.
It should happen.
Still up in the air, but we'll see.
Now, if it did happen, do you have anybody in mind that you would like to play you? Or who you think could play you?
I don't know. We'd have to audition some people because I don't have anybody like off the top of my head. So I don't know, child.
Okay. So now let's move to the Coco of today because Coco, as y'all know, she is a singer, a great singer, lead singer SWV, but she's also a businesswoman. So let's talk about your business mission. So now, first business is, and I've been wanting to know, what happened to the shoe? You and your best friend, y'all shoe store. Or is it still available?
We had the store, but it was like the part of the mall that it was in. The mall is awful. So the part of the mall that it was in, there was not much action over there. So it wasn't getting a lot of traffic. So we just decided to close it down, and we were going to reopen it. But we didn't want to be in a mall because the mall had too many rooms.
Right.
We were trying to look for a space outside of the mall, but Virginia is just different. And what we're looking for, we just cannot find. So that's what happened with that, you know. That's what happened with the shoe store.
Okay. So now,
I'm working on my lipsticks, though.
Right. Oh, I'm going to get to that.
The Coco Collection. The Coco Collection.
Right.
I'm still working on that. And so I'm about to. I'm about to repackage. I'm getting some new colors, so I'll be presenting those real soon.
Well, okay. Now, are you just doing lipsticks or are you doing full makeup line?
Right now, just lipsticks.
Okay. Right. So now with the shoe store, let me ask you this. Did you ever have the problem that Rashida encountered where people would come in, fans would come in and don't want to buy them, they just want to take a picture with you?
No, because I wasn't in there like that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I would come in, you know, nobody would know when I was going to be in there.
Right. Okay, yeah, because she has a set where, if you want a picture, you have to purchase. If not, then the picture is, I think it's $10, something like that.
Right.
Take a picture with. Right.
We didn't do that, but.
Right, but I'm saying that's business purpose because she's not there to be Rashida, love of hip hop. She's there to be Rashida, the businesswoman. I got to sell this merchandise.
Right.
So I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I think it's unfortunate.
You know,
people
in and get a picture and do whatever.
Yeah.
They can be rude. You know, we've had some rude customers at a time, but it's all about the sale.
Right. Yeah, because those two girls cut her mom out. Well, Miss Shirlene left them at it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I came all the way from Houston, and you mad. Well, okay, it's still a business. It's a business, ma'am. And you mad at her for running her daughter's business.
Right.
And she kept telling the girl, like, hey, it's not my rules, it's Rashid. I just worked here. But then it's like,
people.
I know, but see, that's one thing about being a celebrity. Sometimes y'all can't clap back, but I know y'all want to get them good. So I have to get people good sometimes.
Who says celebrities can't clap back?
So some of y'all don't. Now, some of y'all don't. I've seen people say some stuff out of pocket, but people get mad.
It depends, you know. For me, I'm not going to argue with no stranger. You know, it depends on what you say. But for the most part, you a stranger. I don't care about you. You say, you know what I'm saying? As long as you don't put your hands on me, we good.
Right. Right.
Don't touch my kids, we good.
Now, we know that.
So.
Mama been coming out. let me finish that business up. Finish your business up. Yeah, shoe store. Now, what's up with the juice bar? Is that still going, or is that
nothing.
You or okay?
Nothing.
And so we'll leave that there. We'll leave that there. Okay.
We're gonna move right along.
Right. We're gonna push it. Okay. Now, so with the hot cocoa collection, or the what is that the name of the entire collection, or is that just one of the colors?
The lips, the cocoa collection.
Okay, so the cocoa collection, yeah. Now, where can they find? Where can the lady find?
Well, it'll be online when it's already pressed up and ready to go.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that. Ladies, get your lips from Coco Collection. Now, go up to Mama Bear. How did you become the brand ambassador for bullying, anti-bullying campaign?
CEO is one of my good friends, and just to hear her story about one of her daughters that were attacked on a bus, it just, you know, it did something to me. So as a parent myself, you know, I'm all for parents against bullying, making sure the kids are safe in school and they're not being bullied and taken advantage of. So whatever I can do to help, I'm there. So when she asked me to be the ambassador, I was like, sure, let's get it. So we out here trying to spread the word. By any means necessary, yeah. About to do another commercial, like a PSA for it, and just try to get the word out there.
Cool, yeah. But nowadays, it's really needed. I mean, it's always been bullied, but it's almost like now it's just so, it's become almost the norm.
Yeah, and kids are killing themselves and stuff. They should, you know, have somewhere to go, someone they can talk to or something. So you definitely want to get the word out there that, you know, we're here to help as well.
Right. Because now, didn't some boy or somebody do something to
He called them niggas or something like that. My son, he was so green at the time. I was like, he's talking to you. And he was like, he was, huh? I said, yes, brother. Pay attention, be aware of your surroundings, you know, but I took care of all of that.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I sure did.
I said, I'm sure. Good God, so I said, look here, we can't have you in the news for anything other than your accomplishment. I'm going to need
that's for my kids.
All bets
not my kids.
I'm not mad at it. So now, how is it going, adjusting, going back to single life?
It's actually it's good. You know, I'm not dating yet. My divorce isn't final yet. So once my divorce is final, I will start dating. I myself have not started dating yet. He has moved on to another relationship, but it is what it is. And I'm enjoying myself, getting to know me. Me and my son is traveling all around the world, all around the country. You know, my oldest son and I, our relationship is becoming a lot better. So I'm excited about this next step in my life.
That's good. Now, Jazz, you know, say your relationship is better. was it because of business? That little string, the independent business, which he is now.
No, he just want to grow up and just he wants to do what he want to do. You know, kids can't do what they want. Nobody can do what they want to do in life. So he just had to really grow up and see you can do what you want to do in life.
Okay.
You know, there are rules to everything. And so now he has moved on. He's in the industry. Making his own money, and he has his own following. He's doing his thing. I'm very proud of him.
I thought
I let him know as much as possible.
Now, where did he get his name from? Is that his middle name? Little Tracy?
Tracy? No, Tracy. Yeah. He Tracy McGrady, the basketball player, was his favorite basketball player. So he's Little Tracy.
Got it.
He's still Tracy Grady, you know. So yeah.
Okay. Now, when I asked you about being single, I didn't think you were gonna say that first part.
Well, I say I don't forgot what I said.
You said, "Well, I'm not dating. Like, He's moved on into another relationship. I was like, okay. Because I'm going to go break up at all. I was like,
oh.
I was surprised. Because I was like, now what? Okay, now what made you announce it? Period. Because I remember when I saw the blog, like, Coco from SSV announced getting divorced. I was like, okay. Because you didn't keep it quiet. You just, you know, you announced it. What made you announce it?
I don't know. I just wanted to put it out there.
Yeah, because what's his name hasn't said a word.
Who?
We don't know his name.
Oh,
no more.
The guy?
We don't know his name. Yeah, we don't know his name no more. Yeah, he don't.
Oh, well.
He
good for him. Oh, that's he hasn't said anything directly, no. No.
Now, if he has, it's not published. Anything.
Okay. No.
So you're not dead yet. Well, I would need you to find you somebody to kiss on who says Bronx.
That what?
I said to find you somebody to kiss on besides Bronx. Ain't that good dog's name?
Why you ask them like that?
I think you need to replace Bronx. Replace Bronx with some man from the Bronx.
No, don't act like that. I love my baby.
I love animals. I love animals too. I am an advocate for animals. Everyone knows, but there are some limits to my love.
You are terrible.
No!
I didn't think that I would love a dog like that, though. I really didn't. And I'm crazy about him.
And he is so cute. And he is. He's a little cutie pie.
And he is. And he really likes me. He's not too crazy about Jalen, though. So it's funny. When Jalen holds him, he just cries. That's my boo.
Okay. Yeah, and it was in the news. Then they made, I don't understand why they make everything celebrities do is like it turns into a blog story. You have ran into Jazzy Pop Ishmael in the airport. They made a story about, I was like, what is so shocking about them being friends? Like, is it somewhere written that exes cannot be friends or should not be friends?
I don't know. I just think people want to be nosy and write about anything. He's my homeboy. We still cool.
Right. And I'm like, this is totally amazing.
Don't know. It's
amazing.
People always got stuff to say.
Yeah, because they're like, it's amazing how they are able to still be free. I'm like, what the hell is amazing about it?
We're still friends. But the other one, I don't like to speak never, but I will never speak to them again if I don't have to.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, listen, it is what it is. And all I can say is I personally wouldn't blame you if you, well, you know how I am, so. Yeah, I wouldn't blame you. You ain't gonna say it like that, but yeah. I wouldn't. There wouldn't. Well, unless they have to do it. Anyway, I don't see what the conversation has to do. I don't see the need for any conversation.
It is what it is, honey.
And how is Jay? How is Jay doing? How's Tay with Jay throwing all this? And you all need to check out
Tay
and Lily. She doing what?
Huh?
You said Jalen's doing what?
Jalen's doing good. He's hanging on in there, you know. I just bought him a new camera so he could continue with his YouTube page and putting up his videos. So he's doing good.
Good, good. Now, you all should check out Pay with Jay's YouTube channel. He is hilarious.
Yes.
I'm cracking
he
my
is.
Side. And he had your mother on there dancing. I said, get it. Get it, lady Tibble. Get it.
Oh, God.
But he's good. He's good. He's not tonight. If he think about pursuing modeling anymore, because I mean he's yeah, it's pretty, he did a
yeah, he has a fashion show coming up on August 18th. So we're getting ready for the fashion show.
Okay, come on, Momager. Are you the Momager?
Oh yeah, for sure. I ain't trusting my baby to nobody.
Momager. Speaking of you being the manager, are you gonna put out any other? Are you gonna put out any other group?
Mm-hmm.
Any other?
No.
What the?
No. I'm not
don't
interested. So.
Well, don't give up on that.
I'm not giving up. I'm just not interested in the industry putting people out like that. You know, if my kids need me, I'll be there for my kids, and that's about it.
Well, yeah, well, you did a really good job with them.
Say it again.
And I said, I think you were doing a really good job with them, with the group that you had.
Yeah,
they found a good. Some people will leave a bad taste in your mouth, people leave a bad taste in your mouth.
Well, I'm real busy. I don't have a lot of time for a lot of stuff, but it's easier, you know, with my kids.
Right.
You
do stay on the go. You stay on the move.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Oh, it's a great thing.
So now SWV is not doing an album. Is Coco going to do another album?
No.
Mm-mm.
An EP? No, probably not. If any music I do, it'll be with SWV.
Okay.
But that's it for right now. I'll say that right now,
right.
But anything can happen.
True. That. Is there anybody you would if you did decide to do another solo EP or whatever, is there anybody you would like to work with?
I don't know these producers today, so I'm working with anybody that want to work with me. That's how I do. And I've always been like that. You want to work, you know, you hungry, you want to work, you want to give me some quality music, let's get it. I'm not all about, they have a big name, let's work. SWV has never been like that, and, you know, neither have I. We just want to get some good quality music and put it out there.
Oh, see, that's good. So, because you all, I can't say, like I said, being around all of you all seem so grounded. Like, you all don't have this haughty attitude. Well, I've been in the presence of some people, it's like, I'm like, well, girl, she got two songs. And you all are legends. Right, you all are legends. And I'm like, okay, wow, okay. Yeah, I love it. Y'all crazy. And Lily is my type of girl. You know, that's my girlfriend.
Yeah, she is crazy. She has a lot of fun.
She deemed me her boyfriend. I said, fine, I'll be your boyfriend. I love you. So now with, Wait a minute, Coco. I've got you here. I've lost all the time. I lost my other page.
You lost what?
I lost my other page. You know, I have my stuff together that I want to talk to you about. This ain't just us kicking it on the phone. This is something I'm doing.
Well, you don't lost it now.
My dear girl. Shit. Anyway, okay, I'm going to go off cut. So now with the new reality show, when can we expect it? Is it definite, and what network will it be on?
It's on BET. It should be expected to air in February.
Oh, okay. So we're
supposed to start filming, like, what's this month? Next month we'll start filming.
That's what's up. So Salt and Pepper. Yeah, right. They got to get. They broke up and got back together.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And y'all got together. So it's good. So you have two groups that have done the same thing and come together. Now with this, is it a possible tour?
It's gonna be a tour. You know, we're gonna. That's why we're doing the show. It'll be you'll see us doing a tour and things of that nature.
That's a good show. Okay, so y'all hit L.A. or Vegas, and I'll come. And I was trying to come.
Mm-hmm.
I have a trip coming up next month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was gonna do that. Yeah, the King and I are going to Seattle. So I'm trying to come to Vegas. But if you move to Vegas, listen, there would be no stopping.
Yeah.
No time for the trade to Vegas.
Yes, that's I really and a lot of people are moving there. A lot of people that I know are moving there, so. I'm really gonna look into it.
And the cost of living is great.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
You know, I my time is up in Virginia.
Okay.
So I've been here for 14 years now. So I'm ready.
Yeah. What made you pick that city though? Well, that.
My family was here, so I wanted to be close to my family, and I moved here just to start fresh, and then they all moved. Well, not all of them. There's still a few here, but a lot of them went back to North Carolina.
Oh, okay. So would it be just you and Jalen, or you, Jalen, and Lady Tibble?
Oh, my mom, of course. I'm not leaving her here.
You are such a mama girl.
Like in her 70s, so I wouldn't leave her that far. I don't feel comfortable leaving her here.
Okay.
So
my
close family members, they aren't here, so I was like, no, she'll come.
Okay, well, go ahead. Make me feel bad. You don't feel comfortable leaving her there. You know, my mother's back in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And had a.
I'm my mother's only child, so.
Well, yeah, maybe that's me and you. That's another one of our commonalities.
Yeah. So I was like, you gotta go with me, girl.
Yeah, I'm my mama's only. I am my daddy's only, but I'm my mama's only.
That's me too. So. You get it.
Yep. Because my mother had a fit, a natural fit. We got the reality show coming up. Okay. The reality show. I'm so thankful you did this. Thank you. Again, I appreciate you so much.
You're so welcome, babe.
Thank you. Wait a minute. I was sitting there, and it was funny because the first time I did it, you know, I just told her after, you know, I told you to the church or whatever. So I dismissed the show. Then you came back. You hit me like, is it too late? I'm like, nope. Let me get it. I didn't know you had just came back to town.
It was a last minute thing.
Right. But I know what it is to get off a plane and, you know, you want to chill. You just want to relax and mask.
Right.
So I really, really thank you for doing this now today for us, sis. You know, you're my sister.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah.
As of now, you are a friend to the show. So anytime you want to come back, I welcome you back, and we'll do this again. We'll have some laughs.
Okay.
Good. But this time I was only drinking water because I had enough to drink at the party I went to last night. I had enough alcohol.
Okay.
I'm drinking water today. Pure water. That's another reason why I like Vegas, because drinks be good. They don't cost a lot.
You are a fool.
See, that's why I hate with Lily, right? You don't drink. But you like to have fun, though.
Lily don't drink.
She don't? Oh, damn.
Oh.
Okay. But I knew Todd don't drink. So I guess I have a cocktail for all of us while we're there.
Yep. And we'll be laughing at you, or you laughing at us.
Laughing with y'all, yeah. Laughing at Lizzie, I know Lizzie's going to say something crazy.
Yes, you already know.
Yeah. So, again, thank you so much, Coco. I love y'all. I love, man, I love you. I do love y'all. Tell Lizzie and Tyler to hook us up. Peace out. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Coco Gamble. Like back in the 90s. Coco Gamble, but you still got kisses on IG. No shade.
Right.
And the stick clips on IG. Yeah. Sorry, sister
I can't
girl.
Change it. I'm trying.
Yeah, I don't know why they got it like that. Can't change the name. And you got the verified symbol. So I don't know why you can't do what you want to do. You got the verified symbol.
They won't let me.
But all right, Mama, I'll have to let you go get your breath.
All right.
And you enjoy your
okay,
week.
Honey.
Thank you so much. I love you, girl.
All right, boo. Bye. Right. Love
bye.
You, too.
Y'all, that was Coco. Thank you all for tuning in. Next week, well, the show will be another fantastic show. It'll be the Kang Melvin. We'll come up with the Kang Melvin takeover. So you all tune in to that. So y'all already know when he on the show, it's going to be something hot. It's going to be something controversial. Y'all call in. Come kick it with us. And enjoy and learn. So with him, you're going to learn. All right, I love you all for listening. I thank you all. I appreciate you all. Peace out.